This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Macca and Tess.
Thank you, Macca. And now we've actually got Ivan Doty and Laura Elias from the Melbourne Rainbow Band, who are actually going to talk to us this morning about carols by Queer Light. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, one of you is a flautist. Who's that?
Yeah, that's me.
You.
Yep.
Flautist plays a flute. That's correct?
Correct.
Why do they say flaut and not flute? Flautist.
That's a very good question. I'll have to get back to you.
And what about yourself, Ivan? What do? You're a singer?
No, so I first joined the band as a saxophone player, but now I'm playing percussion.
Oh, that's a bit of a change.
Yes, it means a lot of sleigh bells at Christmas time.
You've been practicing that line, haven't you?
Waiting all year to say it.
Okay, carols by Queer Light. What is that?
So it's a really fabulous night of celebration and festive entertainment for the LGBTI+ community. So this year it's hosted by Damien Nicholas from Joy FM.
Ah, yes. The Voice.
And we've got some fabulous guest artists singing. We've got Lisa Marie Parker, Justin Clawson and Sue Bradley on the tuba.
Wow.
And it's hosted by the Melbourne Rainbow Band. And we've also got our wonderful Carols by Queer Light singers who are there on the night as well.
And so this is an annual event. And what sort of songs do you sing? Do you sing the traditional sort of Christian-based Christmas carols? Is that what you do?
It's really a mix of repertoire. We have more modern Christmas-based music. We have, occasionally we pull out movie music. We have the traditional Christmas carols that people can sing along to. So really a whole mix of repertoire.
That sounds a bit more interesting.
And a fantastic venue, the St Kilda Town Hall.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
The best thing that happened to that place was when it caught fire and they could rebuild it.
Yes, well, that's happened a couple of times.
Yeah, actually. I know. Yeah. Mm. But it's a fantastic venue.
It's a beautiful space.
Yeah, beautiful acoustics space. As well. Mm. So it's a fantastic night.
Do you? I mean, obviously, I suppose one carol that people always think of is, I suppose, Silent Night. What are the most popular? Give us a couple of examples of carols that you're going to do.
Well, I find that Hark the Herald Angels Sing is a popular one with that high descant at the end, and we'll certainly be playing that. So get ready to warm up your vocal cords for that.
And bang away on the drums.
Yes.
And sleigh bells.
And sleigh bells, of course. And what about yourself?
Well, probably my favourite this year is we're doing Do You Hear What I Hear? And Justin and Lisa Marie are singing along to that, and it's really beautiful. So I think that's my favourite of the night.
Yeah, that's a nice song. I know that song.
It's just down the road from you, Tess.
I've already had invitations to it, and we are planning on adjusting our calendar appointments to be able to squeeze this one in. So it's about $35 a ticket, is that correct?
It does range. Yeah, so I think it starts from about $16 for adults and $8 for children, and you can book an entire table or you can come and just book a space.
Gorgeous. And so tell us when and where.
So it's tonight, 15th of December, mm-hmm. And it starts at 7:30. The doors open from 6:30, so you're welcome to get in early. You can buy a cheese platter and take a seat and get ready.
Fantastic. Now tell us, what will the Voice actually be doing? What's his role?
What's Damien's? He's emceeing?
Yeah, he's our MC for the night.
Will he sing?
I don't think it's planned, but...
You'll just have to come and find out.
Yes. I don't know if Damien does sing.
Oh, he might be humming in the background.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, look, the last time I sung in public, I was asked not to ever do it again, and that happened to be in church.
In a Greek church?
No, it was St. Pat's in East Melbourne, and it was Christmas Eve, and I thought I was doing the right thing. And a woman sort of tapped me on the shoulder and she said, "Do you mind?" And I said, "I am singing to the Lord."
Shut up.
Well, everybody is welcome and encouraged to sing tonight, so don't let that stop you.
Okay, so that's the whole idea. Everybody yes. gets to sing yeah, along. So it's not absolutely. Just the choir doing their show. Yeah. It's a much more participatory event. Mm-hmm. Sounds like fun. Sounds like fun. What sort of numbers are you expecting?
I feel like we had a couple hundred last year. It's a pretty big event, but there's still spaces, so we encourage everyone to come along tonight. And you can buy tickets at the door as well.
Yep. Sounds great.
I think it's wonderful because it's a non-denominational. So it's actually about, you know, hearing some music and some singing and having a bit of fun. We did some Christmas cards this year.
We did. We've never done that before.
For Saturday Magazine. And then I thought, because it actually says Merry Christmas on them.
Oh, does it?
Yes. And then I thought, oh, I'll probably get into trouble for that. But then I've justified it to myself on the basis that the holiday is called Christmas.
Oh, I don't think I would have approved of that, Macca.
Oh. It's a franchise dispute, Tad.
It's too late now. My face is on the card.
I was going to say Happy Holidays. I think that's worse.
Could have just said Season's Greetings.
No. Anyway, well, there we go. We've had one complaint already.
That's from somebody who features in the card.
Who features on the card. So how much planning, you know, when you start thinking about this, obviously, you know, you have to, you know, all have to agree and understand what the music's going to be. But it must start quite a way out.
It's often many months of practicing the music. It's also organising the logistics, organising the singers and joint rehearsals. So, yeah, a fair bit of work goes into it.
I love it. Pity I can't be there, Tess. You'll have to send me a little video.
And do you both love doing it? Do you love both being up on stage, performing?
Well, I've been with the band for 14 years now and don't get sick of it, so yeah, definitely.
What about yourself, Laura?
About 3 years, but it's a really fantastic kind of hobby to have, and we actually rehearse on Thursday nights in Paran, and we really encourage new members, so if you're interested, if you play an instrument, it doesn't matter how long you've been playing, please come along. We'd love to see you at rehearsal next year.
Okay, you need to let people know how they can contact you in
yes.
order to be able to do that.
Absolutely. So if you just head to our website, it's www.mrb.org.au. You can find
MRB.
Yes.
Which means
Melbourne Rainbow Band.
Ah, okay, yeah. There we go.
You silly old fool.
No, it's if you say it, it actually helps people to remember okay. what MRB stands for. Macca.
There you go. Well, we wish you well. Hope it sells out. If you haven't got a ticket and you want to go, you should do that. mrb.org.au.
And what time?
So it starts at 7:30 tonight at the St Kilda Town Hall. Doors open from 6:30.
There you go.
And the performance starts at 7:30 sharp, or will there be time to sort of mingle and eat?
7:30 gay time, or is it?
That's fine.
I don't think we do that anymore, mate.
No?
No, I think we've sharpened up our act as a community.
Not really. Okay. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Laura and Ivan. We wish you well. Thank you for being part of this event. It's really important. There'll be a lot of people that, you know, this will be a very special night for them. So thank you for giving your time and your talents.
Thank you very much for having us.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.